Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Welcome to From Marva with Love. I am your host today, Marva Sneed, and it is a great day. But I like to always start out my show by saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. It is Fabulous Friday, y'all, and it is a beautiful day. Come rain or shine, you know, it doesn't even matter because it's a blessing from God, and guess what? You know, we made it another day in this journey of life that we do. And I am really excited about the show today. I want to cover several things. I want to talk about the murder of Marvin in the Allen area, right? In the Allen Plano area, and his family and the officers that lost their jobs because of his death, and what the family is wanting to talk about and what they want. So we're just going to talk about that. And then, of course, guys, there was another mass shooting on yesterday down in Bryan, Texas. And I want to know, why is this happening? I really do. I want to know, why is this happening? Do you guys have any idea? Just let's talk about that. Let's talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Also, I was at let's call it a protest, but I think it was about the voting rights, and it was about the suppression of the vote. It was held yesterday afternoon downtown Dallas in front of the AT&T corporate building there on Ackard and Commerce. Minister Dominique Alexander, Pastor Freddie Haynes from the Friendship West Baptist Church, and a few others were there. And it was, you know, the Senate stayed up, you know, all night one night to pass this new law. And so they were calling on all of these corporate companies that say they are for Black Lives Matter, that say, you know, that they want them to put their money where their mouth is. And so AT&T did nothing to stand against this law being passed. There are companies that did, like American Airlines, but there are so many. Southwest didn't stand. So they were on the steps to talk about this, talk about the voter suppression. We got to meet a young lady by the name of Crystal, who voted in an election, a provisional vote that they did not allow, and then she was arrested and had to go to prison. That is crazy. They talked about Ms. Meeks dying behind voter suppression and what they've been doing. And so this new law that I believe it's called HB1 and SB1, but y'all help me out with that. So if you know what that law is that they just passed, put it in the chat so that I can remember exactly what it is. But it's crazy how this is going on right now. And it's like, it's amazing what happened in the election. We got in 2020, we voted Joe Biden as our president, and they were able to turn Georgia from red to blue and almost Texas. And it seems like these two states, now the Republican Party is battling to suppress more of the vote. But I heard one person say that, oh, but that can't happen because they have woken up the sleeping giant, the voter that didn't vote in past elections, voted this past election, the voter who realized that their vote does matter, and that is the reason why we have a new president. We have Joe Biden as our president, Kamala Harris as our vice president, because of the black vote. So black people, don't let it fool you. No matter what they throw at you, don't let it fool you. And you get up and you vote. We have some elections coming up really soon in this area in Texas, in the North Central Texas. We have, it's May 1st. There's Dallas City Council. We have in all of the council for Dallas City, we have about 50-some people that are running. Get to know what's going on. On Monday nights, there's Monday Night Politics with the Dallas Examiner. And so let's get informed. Let's get educated and let's get informed. And if you want to know more about what's going on and what's happening in the streets, I beg you and implore that you try to pick up a paper, Texas Metro News. It hits the streets on Wednesdays. And this week we had a special edition here of Garland Journal that hits the streets. And it usually runs on the first and the third of the month. And weekly Texas Metro News. And we also have a daily newsletter. And if you would like to get the daily newsletter, all you have to do is email me at editor@texasmetronews.com. That's editor@texasmetronews.com. Please join us. Please send me that email address. I'll send this out to you. You will get this every single day. We are, I'm kind of excited about, you know, women. this is the year of the woman. Our publisher, Cheryl Smith, decided this was going to be the year of the woman, and she was going to highlight women. And so today's superb woman is Sophia Johnson. Sophia Johnson is the founder and the president of ABI, the Dallas-based advertising and marketing agency, has offices in Atlanta and Fort Worth. She is a digital and transitional marketing strategist, a speaker, community leader, and supporter of women in business. This wife and mother is chair of Friends of Barack Obama Male Leadership Academy, chair of the Education and Outreach Committee, and executive committee member for AT&T Performing Arts Center. Ms. Johnson attended UCLA, UC Berkeley, Truck School for Business at Dartmouth, and the Wharton School. Her board service also includes the City of Dallas, Trinity River Local Government Corporation, former chair of the Concilio, and former board member of Cafe Momentum, Girls Inc. of Metropolitan Dallas, and Scouts of America, Girls Incorporated, Dallas Assembly, and local minority businesses advocacy organization. She is an active member of the Concord Church. She's going to always greet you with a smile because she knows what's in her arsenal. Ms. Johnson is well prepared, intelligent, beautiful, fearless, and focused, and she's happy living her best life. Congratulations, Mrs. Sophia Johnson, for being superb woman of the year, or of the month here at iMessenger Media, Texas Metro News. All right. You know, now let's talk a little bit about vaccines, okay? So before I say that, I want to you know who my guest is today. And he's coming back for a second appearance because I had some technical difficulties last time he was here. But see, man, Mr. Roderick James is going to be back with us at 11:30, and we're just going to have this conversation about his triumph, his tragedy, and now his triumph again in business. And you can get some really good tips from what he's done and how he's rebounded. Because just like Black people, that's what we do. We pivot and we rebound. And we turn lemons into lemonade. And that's what Mr. James has done. So we're going to talk to him about 11:30. So tune in, get your pens and papers ready. You can see him, meet him, pop up. I mean, he serves some of the best coffee ever. I think he's going to put Starbucks to shame because he's really doing an awesome job. All right, so now let's go on and move on to the vaccine. Get your vaccine. There is no appointment needed for Parkland's Ellis Davis Fieldhouse vaccine site. So you want to go and do that. Okay, so specific hours are designated at the drive-through location in Dallas. And you know that address is 9191 South Polk Street in Dallas. Beginning on Wednesday, April the 7th, which was this just the other day, individuals over the age of 16 can receive a COVID vaccine without an appointment between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Mondays through Saturday, from Monday through Saturday, at the Parkland Health Hospital System's drive-through location, which is at Ellis Davis Fieldhouse, and that's 9191 South Polk Street in Dallas. Minors must be accompanied by an adult. The Ellis Davis Fieldhouse is open to those with an appointment from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and the location is closed on Sundays. So if you want to or need additional information, and you need to register, if you have not already registered, go to www.parklandhospital.com/COVID. That's www.parklandhospital.com/COVID. All right. So that's your information on that. There's some more coming down the pipeline. We've got some of that for you as well. Now, there is going to be a COVID-19 vaccine registration and food drive tomorrow, April 10th. It's going to be held at the New Hope Baptist Church in Dallas at 5002 South Central Expressway in Dallas. That's 5002 South Central Expressway, and it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can get registered for your vaccine, and it's also a food drive. I'm sure while supplies last, make sure you are masked as well. There's also the MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. Food Park, and that's being done by the Martin Luther King Community Center here in Dallas on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That is starting on April the 9th. That's this weekend, and it's for weekends and through May 2nd. So every weekend from now until May 2nd, there is a food park in MLK at the MLK Center. So you can check that out. It is an all-day event. And it's from April the 9th through May 2nd. So please check that out. Now, the city of Dallas is doing something I think is pretty incredible. They are partnering with VNA, which is the Visiting Nurse Association. They're visiting with them. I mean, they're partnering with them so that they can begin in-home COVID-19 vaccinations. I think that is amazing, and I think that is great. And the reason why is because, you know, there are so many seniors. Now, I have an 80-year-old mother who lives in Houston area. Now, if they were doing that in Houston, then they could actually come to her. And because they've made so many changes with the different vaccinations, now Pfizer is what I got, and then there's also Moderna, and then now there's Johnson. Johnson does not have to be kept as cold to be viable as the other ones, the other two does. So with that said, they're able to go out to people's homes. And so you can get more information on that by calling 1-855-466-8639 between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Okay, so that's where you can register for your vaccine. And it's 1-855. So if you know somebody who is homebound, who can't get out or have absolutely no way to get their COVID and wants to have their COVID, it is now possible. So that's a great thing. And here, let's celebrate another Black woman. Let's celebrate Dr. Rita J. Montgomery. McGuffrey, MD. She Native Southside Doctor's commitment to Black community changes with seasons. Dr. Rita J. McGuffrey has delivered babies, performed COVID-19 vaccine outreach, and is part of the only female Black-owned ED company. You can read all about her at TexasMetroNews.com. That's www.TexasMetroNews.com. All right. So check her out. It's a great story. I love that. Now, who's looking for something to do tonight? Are you looking for something to do tonight? Well, I got a spotlight for you on our, and it's in our community calendar, which is in our paper that hit the streets on Thursday. Now, but here's the spotlight, R&B and Chill at Pepper Smash, and that is in Plano at 7200 Bishop Road, and it's in the shops at Legacy up there, and it's after work today from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you can get your tickets at R&B and Chill Eventbrite.com. So check it out. That's something to do, something to be just cool, and I hear the food is really good there, Pepper Smash. So all of you that live in that north end of town, that's a great hangout. And even if you don't, it's still a great hangout, so go check it out. That's our spotlight for today. Now, the Revitalized South Dallas Coalition, they have an update on the FEMA funeral reimbursement for COVID-19 deaths. And I know, man, that's just, that's amazing, but there's help for people who have lost loved ones to COVID, and funeral costs are astronomical. And so if you need some assistance, all you have to do is call 800-462-7585. That's 800-462-7585. And that is, you can go to the website, FEMA.gov website, and check that out. I just wanted to share that. Here's some news. Judge orders release of the former Dallas police officer Brian Reiser after a murder charges. Now, the criminal court judge Audrey Moorhead said the police did not have enough evidence to hold him. Prosecutors say the investigation remains open, but there, you know, that's kind of strange. Read all about it at Texas Metro News. Read all about it. This story was originally written by Krista M. Torvia and Cassandra Jamillo. And anyway, with Dallas Morning News, but you can find that on our website, or you can go to Dallas News website, Dallas Morning News, their website as well, and read the story. It just happened yesterday, so it's new and it's still ongoing as to what is going on, what's really going to be happening, all right? Also, the South Dallas Revitalized Coalition is having a small business training session, and it's going from today, the April 9th through the 21st. So information, go to Independent Financial Small Biz. That's Independent Financial Small Biz, B-I-Z, at gmail.com. Email them your pitch. Get involved. If you are a small business and you need some help, because they're paying $3,000 award to the best pitch. And that's a contest. So you want to check it out, but you got to go to all four sessions. And the first one starts April 17th and May 1st, May 15th, and the 22nd of May. But right now, go ahead and go and email Independent Financials Small financial small biz, B-I-Z, at gmail.com. If it's your birthday, we want to celebrate. We want to say happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. We have, what's his name? We want to say happy birthday to Diane Larch, Denisha Fraser, Lois Johnson, Keisha Knight Pulling, Jasmine Sullivan, Ryan Williams, Little Nah, Anthony Chisholm, Paul Roberson, Dr. Nathan Hare, Paul Marshall, Florence Pryor, all have birthday today, April the 9th, and we want to say happy birthday. And did you know that in Black history, this is a Black history moment, April 9th, 1975, we lost entertainer Josephine Baker. And if you've not seen her, the movie, you got to check it out because it's really, really good. All right. Now, today is also National Cherish Antique Day. Man, I mean, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So you definitely want to get your vaccine. Let's not look over that. Let's not just put the cart before the horse and get a vaccine. I mean, it's going to protect you. It's going to save your life. Wear your mask. Today, I'm sporting my Black Lives. I love this mask, and it actually goes with what I'm wearing today. So, but, yeah, you want to do that. Now, back to the story that I wanted to discuss. They are actually having a rally, Justice for Marvin, and that's going to be Sunday, April 11th at 3 p.m., and it's going to be in the parking lot of Big Ray's Barbecue, and that's at 400 East Main Street in Allen, Texas. That's Sunday, April 11th at 3 p.m. In the parking lot of Big Ray's Barbecue at 400 East Marsh Street in Allen, Texas. All right. Is hosted by the NAACP Collin County Branch. And that's NAACP Collin County. So if you're a member, if you know somebody, please go out and support and the rally, because the family is calling for more than just being fired, the police officers being fired. Somebody now has to be charged. So, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. We'll talk about that in our next session. And we are just waiting on our guest. Oh, and he's here. All right, so let's just pull him in. This is Roger James. He is also affectionately known as the Coffee Man, and he has a story to tell, and we're just going to get him to tell his story today. All right.
Hello.
How are you? Welcome.
I'm good. I'm in trouble.
All right.
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble over there.
Well, we are good to go. You are up and running. Let's jump in and just get started, because I've told people that you had triumphed. So let's talk about what it was, and then you had tragedy, how that happened, and now you are triumphing again. And what it took for you to get all that done?
It kind of starts making to the top, you know, from everything, you know, with having four restaurants, four coffee shops, two store shops, and two food coffee man trucks in a matter of 3.5 years. And I done it with no investors, no bank loan. And we made a food stand back in 2018 for a small business. We got a pay of 52,000 businesses. We won a small business of the year in that place right there. And then, just a little further you lower the down, and you start over, start doing the brain. You know nobody that's not doing it. And I build the copy of the brain, and now it's taking off like weekly, this thing taking off because it's only a full copy shop instead of Texas on a pop-up. And, I mean, I'm up until the, MLS, you know, I have Ink Credit and things, and I also have Amy Wood, like 1-800-12-TRUCK with the large, probably the largest law firm, 200 employees in Dallas, but there were nice people over there. And the speed of it I'm able to do is I'm able to do 200 people in about an hour and 45 minutes on it. My taste, my CI, Americana, Fratty, Frozen Lemonade, Hot or Cold. I'm making them all way there. And going to the being on top, you just have to be ready. You never know how things go. You get up one morning, you know, lost all to disaster. You know, no control, no control at all. Nothing to run that bad business or do anything. But you get up, it's all gone to a bad disaster.
Wow. That is amazing. You were able to do that now. And that's when you had your restaurant. You were recognized. You said you were recognized as Business of the Year 2018. And you have coffee shops. So coffee must be your love. And so that's a good thing. Coffee is a good thing. And I was saying earlier that, you know what, you're gonna put Starbucks to shame because I had one of your coffees. And it was delicious. It was absolutely delicious.
Well, let's make it to a purpose. We have vanilla latte. Don't need that vanilla latte sweet. You have to switch to a point that those people get mixed when they go in and order. Or you order a mocha latte, or you order a cappuccino. I see it as I make strong to how you take it. And back to my passion, like, this became my passion. I think I'm digging the ship. I was the largest casino in the state of Louisiana, Trust Casino. 15 restaurants, $60 million budget, 427 employees. I was the next one there. And got on one morning, and then by 2006, I wasn't doing no more. I have been playing for different places, Vegas, Kansas City, Chicago, Oklahoma, Mississippi. I have been everywhere. I'm a grad from Seattle, College of America, and New York there. So I've been around the world and seen a lot. I did 8 weeks in Oregon. So my life was just a lot of traveling, doing a lot of different kind of things like that. So whenever I got the bigger ship there, I just was bringing over to coffee because I knew money to be made in that coffee thing. I knew that. We've seen a lot of the people over there, but we're not just people thinking that they don't look up. You know what I'm saying? And that 5 minutes showing up, I didn't know how to make coffee. I look like I know how to make coffee. The things I look like. I made hay. And they look like I know how to make coffee, but I have to try to make that in the lemonade for the kids.
So who are your main consumers? I know we talked about women and children. Yeah, tell us about that.
Oh yeah, good thing. My main consumer is about 90% women and kids. Women and kids is my main consumer. The males don't know a lot about it. We just have a special type of male that drinks like the kettle and latte. They drink this regular black coffee. I don't even need black coffee there. I do everything else but the black coffee. But the women and kids are my consumers, and you have to know your market. And I knew my audience, so I cater to that audience like crazy with the food, the churches, the kids, the women that pop up. And I'm going to be honest with all women, all types of races. But the black woman has been my key to success in Dallas, Texas. Every main event I've done, we have came through the assistance of a black woman. Even that's on this show right now. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all my ball games, you know, all the Texas Trust, you know, every big turn I got, it came through somehow. The bad business part of it was a black woman. So I tell people, I tell my friends, I said, man, the black woman is winning Dallas, Texas. People might not believe it, but if they sit back and look at it, they look at the shit in their business, they buy from them, it's not who they think is who's doing it. But that woman, she's also in control and the power of a lot of things, so she has the capability to be able to what's wrong. And he has been just incredible to me. I don't know what it is, but hey, I'm just going to keep on rolling away. I love it.
I think it's great. I think it's great. And when we talked the last time that we had a conversation, we talked about your pop-ups and how you actually got to doing pop-ups. So tell us how that came about.
Oh, yeah, with the pop-up things, like I said, after I lost everything, I think I had to figure out how to consume some money, and we've been in the middle of a pandemic. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure out how to make money in this pandemic. So I said, maybe if I can get to these people. So I started going to these people and bringing my product to them. So when you go in and talk, you're not going to try to sell stuff, and you're selling what you got. I tell people to look to tell what you're selling. So they just kind of took me over. I mean, they were dying to have to be a part of anything that I was doing. You know what I'm saying? They were dying. But I was so excited to be able to be a part of a lot of big operations. So I just kind of went in and just took off from there with the businesses. And everybody was just, they just kind of went in. I was running with everybody, you know.
So you name some of the companies that you do your pop-ups at. You do pop-ups for them, but are you also like just where anybody can come up off the street and get a call?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Matter of fact, right now I'm into a pop-up. I got one downtown right now. A pop-up downtown right now. I got one downtown right now that I'm going to right now. That down in Ruby, right across from the former market. And what I do, I pop up at these things, like in parking lot, open fields, and I give the public a chance to come to me and can give me one. Right now, I got four L.A. fitness. I just put the Rubio down here. And then I have also the bigger county, I just picked up Preston Hollow Village. That is a monster. That is some very, very nice apartments down there. They're very nice. And he pops out there. He's back there.
How many flavors of coffee do you sell and lemonade product?
Okay. I'm a strong lemonade. The lemonade has black beer, strawberry, blue raspberry, and wild beer, and it has everything too. There's all the different categories right there. Only probably black beer from Cargo Spot. If I can do it, I can wrap because I own my own company. I don't have to sit back and wait till the holidays come. So I'm not doing anything like a public spice. Yeah, Marvin, that is a perfect example right there. I mean, I was a perfect person that had Genesis. I mean, the beard is everything. So I had no concern of getting up one morning, everything being gone. The only thing I got it was on my back. But I never cried about it. I never made a deal about it. I just figured me another way to go. And I mean, like right now, I'm an empty room right now. I'm picking up different events. My phone every day rings with somebody else. Like yesterday, somebody needs 300 drinks made. You know, they want to know what kind of deal. It's for school. So I told him, I said, look, you guarantee me 300. I'll give you 20% back of what I make.
Wow.
So, you know, that's how you take care of people that look out for you. 20% of what I make, they don't got to do nothing but buy the drink. I'm going to still give them 20% back. Whatever I make that day, they get 20% back.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That's the way you have to work, right? You know, people feel your energy. I tell people all the time, I'm all in. 100% energy. They're going to feel my energy, you know. You feel the energy. The energy is what everybody wants to feel. You feel the energy.
The truth. And your giving is going to catapult you into receiving more than you even have room enough for. Wow, we are talking to Mr. Roger James, the coffee.
I had to move something like that. Okay, I'm back, girl.
Well, he's amazing. He's amazing. And like I said, he makes a good product. He has a lot of energy. Not only does it for himself, but he brings others along. So when he comes back, we'll ask him about the other people that he bring along with him in his pop-ups, his daily pop-ups. I happened to see him at a pop-up he had in Grand Prairie down off of Pioneer Parkway and Mayfield Road. So, and it was in just a little parking lot, and he and about four or five other vendors were there and serving to the people, and it was an afternoon thing. He was there all afternoon, and he was the first one there, and he's the first and last one to leave. And so we're going to ask him a little bit more about that. Now,
We're talking
about the people that you are bringing along, because you are a giver and you are sharing what you do and teaching what you do to other small businesses. So tell us about some of the businesses that you have used to, that you have brought along in your pop-ups.
I'll tell you, I got four really good ones. One of them is, you got big time barbecue, really, really good barbecue. We met it in, they kind of listened to what I had to say how to improve their business. And it went very well. Man, they have blown up and they're going on their own everywhere right now. Then we got Zulu Kombucha with, we brought the tree brand and everything, and it just blown up everywhere right there. You know, that's how it's blown up. Then you also have the brand, she have a dessert, a table that does everything too. So all of us just kind of came along and just kind of moved along with everything with each other. And I have the most unique business in the deal, you know, the most different things. So I always tell people like this here. The most different one will be the one that everybody comes with and want to do something about. You know what I'm saying? That'll be the one that they'll come and get, and we just have to roll with it like that. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I look at everything like that. I make sure I look at everything when I'm looking at that. So that's how it is. I'm saying here, I'm just making the football blow away.
Wow.
It's just been good. I mean, Everything just has been really, really good. You know, the work, you put the work in for stuff and it works out with everything. And like I said, I apologize for moving around so much. I've got so much going on today. This place I'm in right now is called, this is a whole quarter of Nathan, I mean, he can run far from the front of me, but I mean, Jesus Christ. Once I get out there and start that generator, he's going to be praised out here.
I believe you. I believe you.
It's going to be crazy.
I do so.
But I have a lot.
Go ahead. So now when you were thinking of a brand for your coffee business, how did you come up with Coffee Man?
Oh man, I did a lot of social media and stuff. I just got Instagram, but I had a little bit of Facebook page to make sure everything was there. But after Monday Coffee Man, I had to make sure I looked for things help. So you don't see me African American male over 45 from 47. The name is coffee. The name is latte. I'm not talking about those soldiers and all that. I need to know how to make this stuff. They have the charisma and personality to deal with kids and be able to just draw people to with the energy. So I bring the Coffee Man through energy, appearance, and hustle. Energy, appearance, and hustle. And people are doing all them things. But now, people are passing by and giving me $5 or $10 just for being out there. You know, they just do that, you know what I'm saying?
Wow. And
I mean,
and there's nothing out there that you're in competition with, really.
No, Starbucks don't look good, but I'm in a world by myself right now. I'm literally in a world by myself. You know, a snow cone stop and sit next to me, but it's not going to take anything I do. I'm still going to do it because I have those frozen lemonades, I have those sautés. And they can't stop the sautés, you know, because these kids go crazy over these sautés. And I'm able to make them really, really sweet for the like caramel shakes for it. With a hint of coffee.
Okay. So now,
and they're loving it with the whole thing and everything.
So let me ask you this. So now, what are your plans for the future? I know we kind of talked about you having a slew of them in different cities and stuff like that. So what are your plans for the future?
I'll be in probably Louisville. So I'm literally up everywhere. Then first, I think I'm an artist. So I'm literally everywhere for real.
Okay. Okay. Well, we need you to come around to us over here on the south side and we are at South RL Thornton and 8th Street in Oak Cliff.
Yeah, get me. Send me an address one day. I sure come out there and pop up. Sure will.
Okay. All right. We will do that. We'll make that happen.
It's not about money. It's not about money all the time because all that comes. I just keep my eyes on the hustle.
Yeah.
It's not about how much you make all the time in some of these other things. So I come. We gonna definitely talk about that. We popping up out there.
All
definitely.
Right. So let me ask you this. So what are some of the things that you are actually teaching young people about and young new businesses about how to succeed? What are some of the things?
I'm teaching a lot about branding. That's the main thing. And I'm teaching that it hustle don't come overnight. And you have to be willing to put the hours in. Owning your business is not an easy thing. You know, you can go be a 9-to-5. But like I tell people mine, I say, learn to put a show on. When you go to your job, you're on stage. My drink is free. They're paying for the show.
Okay.
That $5 they pay, that's for the show. The drink
okay.
is free.
Okay.
You're paying for the show.
I got you.
So I teach them about that hustle. You have to hustle, and you have to stay consistent in what you do. You can't expect to be branded when you come out 2 days a week, and you go out there and you miss another 3 days, and you go out another 2 days next week, and you miss another 2 weeks, and expect to be branded. You have to be consistent with everything. People always like that, you know.
Yes, they do. They do. They like the consistency. And so now,
so you are
all over your area. You just named off Arlington, Mansfield.
Next Sunday, I'm in Prosper, Texas. I'm out there too. I have a daycare out there. I do, but I also I'm going to do a big woman's fair they got going on. They want me to come out there to it.
So now you picked in up some new businesses. I heard you say that a little bit earlier. You said you were picking up.
Yeah, I picked up about six new businesses in the last less than a week.
Wow.
I mean, then it's just like I said, I got one for 300 coming too right now.
Mm-hmm.
They want 300 things. You know, then the church is finna come in. I'm finna start with the churches now.
Okay.
You know, that's a business out there. I already did, like, the Stotos did a whole pop-up shop for me. They raised over $1,000. They did a pop-up coffee shop for a fundraiser. They raised over $1,000. And I gave them 28% of what I made, too.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I still came out really good.
And you still come out really good. See,
I came out really good.
That's good.
Because
that's
these are all my recipes, so I don't have to go to the store to buy a Starbucks brand or a Dunkin' Donut brand or a frappe. I make these things from scratch. I do everything with them. I make them myself. Everything is all my recipe. My lemonade. I make my own snow cone flavor for my lemonade. Everything is mine. You know, I own everything with it. Like I don't owe anybody. Everything in this business is paid for. I own it all.
Well,
I tell people, you get these images and everything, you know, I took $12.95, and I built the whole coffee, man, that's the better, the greater, everything, $12.95, and I built a whole taco shop to make a continual income. I made that back in one event right there. And it's a six figure business that I built with $1,295.
Wow. So this is what you teach.
And I thought, yeah, I try to teach people to do that, you know. And you just have to be willing. And don't be scared to tell somebody your big dream. Big dreams scare small-minded people. Big dreams scare small-minded people.
Yes.
So, you know, I tell people my dreams sometimes. It's too big for some people to even digest in it. It's just too big. It's too much. It's too much for them to take in that. You can't do that. No, you can't be a black male and sell coffee. Everybody's selling pork chops, ribs, barbecue, you know, everything. You got a guy going to come sell coffee. Then he's a certified executive chef, and he walk away from it, and he want to sell a coffee out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dream. You know, I love it. I love what I do. And I got a very thank you out to that DF Dub. They've been very good to me. Dallas, Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so much ride. People, I'd be posting up in Grand Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
And people would drive from Waxahachie to get a cup of coffee. That is crazy. That is crazy. I mean, good crazy for me, but it shows that when they get there, I have to give them the same personality that they saw on Facebook
right.
or Instagram. And that's who I naturally am, so it's not a problem there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just, I keep the energy with me when they come here. And they come here and they say, they're blown away when they get there.
Right. Okay, so I want to end our interview with what, okay, here's the thing. I know a lot of people are saying, you could have went anywhere. You came from Louisiana, but you could have went to Vegas. You could have went to California. What made you come to Dallas?
The market. It's a great market. I love the area. And Dallas is from Houston and separate. It's a small number. You can get into less than 100,000 towns, cities, that you can take over the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? And Dallas, I started in DFW. I don't know why. I started.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are glad you're here. I love your product. And I want, and from what I hear from you and all of the places you're doing, a lot of people are loving your product. And so it's about you. It's about the personality. And so you are triumph to tragedy to triumph once again. And this time you are bringing many, many people along with you and teaching them. And so we thank you. So I know you got to get out there and get going. So tell us again exactly where you are right now, and we'll shout it out to everybody.
I'm at Ruby Yard, right across from the Farmers Market. I'm popped up right there around the corner, literally. I'm going to fight his generator up, boy. I'm going to turn this thing out, baby. You better see that there. They better get their pop up ready, because it's showtime, baby.
It's showtime.
It's my first time being here, you know, so. And they're walking everywhere out here.
Okay.
Now, once they walk me in, they see me behind the camera, the conversation will come because it's so intriguing. It's so intriguing to see them, so you don't know what it is. They're like, what is it? You literally stand? And then it's a show that I give it to them. Everything happens so fast, so. They're about to see something. I've been dying to get to Dallas, Texas downtown. Because this is considered downtown Dallas part two, ain't it?
Yes, kind of. I'm downtown
Dallas. I'm going to be with you. It's downtown Dallas.
Yeah, you're not far. You're definitely not far. You're on the outskirts of it.
Yeah, you better get ready. I mean, you're so far.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations to you and all the team.
Well, thank you so much. This is for being Mom, this is beginning. This is gonna be really good.
I will remember, and I want you. I'll be right back.
Talking about the same old stuff, still the same old person.
Okay. I'm gonna hold you to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
and I appreciate you. And have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of your day.
and he was doing well. He didn't owe anybody. He didn't take out a loan. He was written up, interviewed numerous occasions, you know. And then in 2018, he became the best Small Business of the Year award there in Louisiana. And now, and then 20 hit, he woke up and lost everything. He said he lost everything but the shirt on his back with Hurricane Laura in Louisiana. Wow. Then he moved to Dallas because of the market and said, you know what? I'm going to start over again. I'm not giving up. I'm down, but I'm not out. So he began this last 6-8 months building a new brand, The Coffee Man, and doing pop-up shops all throughout the city. You heard him. He's in Mansfield tomorrow. He's in Grand Prairie. He's in Louisville. He's in Arlington. He's in Prosper. He's all over. And he's corporate events. And he said that his main thing, what makes him different and what made him survive through COVID, was the fact that he was bringing it to the people. And that's what you have to do. You have to bring it to the people. If they can't come to you, you got to bring it. And people are people. People are everywhere. He says women are his biggest fans. That's who he caters to, women and children. He said, because, you know, men like coffee, but they like it black. He doesn't even make black coffee. And all of his recipes are homemade. He made this. He doesn't owe anybody for anything. And guess what? He's giving back, too. He's giving back. We saw him right then stop what he was doing in our interview to give a man on the street some money that needed some help. Guess what? When you give like that, it comes back to you. Your pockets are never empty. They're never empty. What a blessing. We're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come back. We are going to come back with the rest of our show. We're going to be just kind of talking about going on, and we're going to play a little. You know, I love this. I was playing this back in the day. We're going to play Bobby Farron's Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that's what Mr. Coffee Man did. That's exactly what he did. So check this out, and we'll be right back.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy.
Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.
Don't worry.
It will soon pass, whatever it is.
Don't worry, be happy.
Alright. Don't worry, be happy. You know, that's what we gotta do. That's exactly what we gotta do. But now on to some serious things, but some conversations that I think that have to be had, that we need to continue to have. Now, I talked about earlier that the family of Marvin Scott III, who was killed in police custody, they want justice. They want it immediately. And the parents mourn their 26-year-old son who died in Collin County Jail. 7 detention officers have been fired in connection with the death of Marvin Scott III this last month. Now, the parents of Marvin Scott III were traveling from St. Louis, Missouri, the day after they buried their 26-year-old son, who died last month, Collin County Sheriff's Office, hours after he was arrested on a marijuana charge. Now, marijuana, all right? I'm not saying that it's good or bad, but I'm just saying that whatever it does to you is really no different than alcohol. And so, but we treat it like, we treat marijuana like it's, you know, like you robbed somebody. So if you get caught with some marijuana, you can be arrested, you can do time, and all of that. So, and that's a conversation. And we will have that conversation. The difference in, you know, the amount of marijuana you can have, cannot have, whether it should be legal, whether it shouldn't be, that's a conversation we're going to have. But we're talking about the family. And the family said that the fines were the first step in the right direction. But they still want charges for the officers who restrained and pepper sprayed Scott before he suffocated to death while wearing a split hood, according to the sheriff's office. Now, this is really crazy. The police department in Plano, which borders Allen, announced a policy change Thursday to issue citations rather than arrest people with 2 ounces of marijuana or less, unless a gun-related crime is involved. The change is effective, or took effect, on March 29th, and it comes after the department started a review of marijuana arrests, the costs, and the trends in November. So now,
this young man was at the mall, and he was sitting there, and he had a joint that was in the seat, one joint that was in the seat next to him. And the police came. They saw the joint. They noticed that he was a little agitated because this young man had been diagnosed a couple of years ago with schizophrenia. So they knew, they noticed that he was agitated. And so they arrested him. But before they arrested him, they took him to the hospital. And then he gets from the hospital into jail, and he dies there. So, I mean, the story is still ongoing, and reporters and reports are still being uncovered about this. But just the fact that that now has caused a change in law, that he shouldn't have been arrested in the first place. You know, so what do you, how do you feel about that? What do you think about all of this? You know, and if you are affected by it, please join the family in at Big Ray's Barbecue on 400 East Main Street in Allen, Texas, on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Join them. And this is hosted by the NAACP Collin County branch. Join them. You know, we'll continue to talk about this, and we'll continue to follow this. I also want to tell you a little something else. This is good. This is what we should be doing. We should be supporting our businesses. We should be supporting Black-owned business. And Allen has kind of stepped up, and they've decided to come up with a guide that lists Black-owned businesses, women-owned businesses, and they're trying to be diverse and diversity. So I just took down a list of, if you live in this Allen area, if you live in Allen or Plano or McKinney up there, you know, and you're looking for some Black-owned businesses to spend your money in, because that's what you have to do. When you get your money, you got to spend it in your community. But if your community that you live in is not very diverse and don't have those, then you got to go outside of your community to spend that money with these Black-owned businesses. Well, here are several businesses that are located. So I'll tell you the names of them. Big Tony's W Philly Cheesesteaks Restaurant, and that's in Allen. Big Ray's Barbecue Restaurant in Allen. Two Rose Breweries and Grills Restaurant in Allen. Days of Grace, which is a food delivery. 3K Catering, a catering business for your next party. Healthy Vibes Nutrition, smoothie and juice bar. Boa, which is a tea place. And then Cigar Tobacco Store and Bar. So now I'm going to put these in chat. So if you are interested in any of these restaurants, or and you live in the Allen area, I'm going to put them in chat so you can check those out. And which would be great, because, I mean, we should do that. We should continue to support Black-owned business. Now, the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, is being sued by constituents on this belief that they were blocked for responding to Paxton's tweets and comments about his indictment for securities fraud. Now, in Austin, 9 Texans sued Attorney General Ken Paxton in federal court, and he violated their First Amendment right in the latest legal challenge to public officials who block constituents on social media. The lawsuit was filed in federal court in Austin, and it claims that Paxton blocked the plaintiffs after they criticized him for his policy to declare Paxton's actions unconstitutional and require him to unblock the plaintiffs and anyone else that he blocked because of their viewpoint. Now, here is a quote from the attorney, Kate Hudson, who is the attorney for the ACLU of Texas, and she says, Attorney General Paxton is preventing Texans from exercising their right, their first right amendment. He cannot bar them from directly expressing their criticisms of his policies and qualifications by blocking them on Twitter. The ACLU is representing these plaintiffs. She also states, this is yet another example of the Attorney General's many violations of Texans' civil rights and liberties and an authoritarian effort to suppress speech with which he disagrees. So, you know, that's why it's important to vote, y'all. That's why it's so important to vote. You know, if you don't vote, you can't complain, first of all. You just can't. You just cannot complain about what's going on if you're not voting. And there are some really important elections in city council that are coming up. Know who the city council man or woman is. Find out. Look them up and do something about it. Need them to do for you. Are they supplying the needs of the community? You need to find that out. You need to check that out. You need to vote. You have got to get out and vote. So even if you're not in Dallas, but you're in Tarrant, you're in Collin County, it doesn't matter. If you are in the state of Texas, May 1st is voting day. So you need early voting is already, it will start next week on the 17th. So you need to find out who's your council person, and you need to check that out. That you see your council person may not be running this, but you still need to know who they are and check them out and make sure that they're doing everything that you need them to do. Write them letters, visit their wife's websites, make suggestions. Tell them what's going on, because that's how they find out how to help the people, is if you tell them what we need. So that's definitely what you want to do. You want to get a hold of doing. Now, tomorrow, there is going to be a, there's going to be, let me just get it and so I can tell you exactly what it is. Tomorrow, Deborah Brown Stearns is going to host a show on Cheryl's World and right here on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so let's see here. But let me just tell you what it is. Where is it? All right. Well, we'll come back. We will come back. Okay. Okay. So we will come back to that. But it is tomorrow. It's going to be right here live on Facebook at 12 o'clock and on blogtalkradio.com. And it is Deborah Brown Stearns. And she's got three guests, and I'm going to tell you exactly who they are. Hold on. There we go. Cheryl's World presents host Deborah Brown Stearns, Women, and her show is called Women of Color Running for Office. It's April the 10th, tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's on facebook.com/Texas Metro News and blogtalkradio.com. Gina M. Bivens of Fort Worth. She's council member for District 5 is going to be her guest. Dr. Barbara Odom Wesley of Arlington, city council member for District 8. Kelly Allen Gray of Fort Worth, council member for District 8 as well. Those are going to be her special guests tomorrow. And so tune in tomorrow at 12 p.m. right here on Facebook Live at 12 o'clock with Deborah Brown Stern. And the name of her show this episode will be Women of Color Running for Office. All righty. So we're going to take a quick break before we get back to our news, the things that you can use, because I really want to talk about some other stuff as well, and just, you know, and just get some things out in the air, just get some things opened up. All right, so we are going to, you know, play something that is going to lift us all up, hopefully, and enjoy, you know, because, you know, it's too much. It's too much going on out here in this world, and we need to be cognizant of it. And so, you know, everything is happening, and so we are changing, and our world is changing, and so we have to just get on board and share with one another. So that's what we're going to play right now. We're going to play a little bit of Jennifer Hudson, I Am Changing.
Look at me, look at me, I am changing. Trying every way I can, I am changing. I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find a way to understand, but
make my heart beat fast when I hear him sing that, because we are changing. And that's what I think we want in this world and in this country. I want the United States to say and prove what they say on paper is who they are. So if they're saying that we are free, every person is created equal, then let it be that. Every person actually be created equal in this country. And so we don't have all of this going on. Because I just want you to know that there's so much, and you probably already know this. I'm not telling you something that you don't already know, but here in our paper this week, I was telling you about, there's an article written here by Stacey M. Brown. He is with the NNPA, the Newswire, and he is a correspondent, and he wrote, Biden calls GOP voters suppression proposals sick. And he quotes President Biden saying, what I'm worried about is how un-American this whole initiative is. President Biden said of the GOP-led initiative around this country to suppress or revoke voting rights to many, particularly individuals of color. It's sick, said the president. About it, pick up a paper at your local restaurant, black-owned restaurant throughout Dallas. If you're on the south end, you can get them at South Dallas Cafe down on 67 in Camp Wisdom. Or if you're in the north end, you can pick them up at Smokey John's Barbecue on Mockingbird. But I just wonder, are these things falling on deaf ears? Because this is the second mass shooting in a couple of weeks here in the United States. One person was killed, four critically wounded in a shooting at a Bryan business. A state trooper was shot during his pursuit. Police said the suspected gunman was an employee of the company. Come on. Department of Public Safety said that a trooper was shot while pursuing the suspect and was in serious condition. Authorities later identified the suspect as 27-year-old Larry Vincent Dolan. He was booked into the Brazos County Jail on a murder charge with bail set at $1 million. And the suspect was an employee of the company where the shooting took place. So why are these mass shootings happening? That is the question. That is my question. I would love to know what your answer is or what your thought on that. So give me a call. You can call me at the Blog Talk at 606. Oh, my God, Marva. Oh, well. I just screwed up. I apologize. I clicked the wrong thing. I was going to say, what I was going to say was, you can give me a call at 646-200-0459. That's 646-200-0459. Or you can leave me a message in the chat. But I want to know what you think about these mass shootings. What, two weeks ago there was one in Pennsylvania. They just have been all over, and I'm wondering why. I heard someone say that they thought it was because people are mad about Donald Trump not winning the presidency. And so, and the stuff that he's been spewing all over the country, that he's been, you know, spewing all over the country is about
you know, hate and making America great again. Well, I want to know, what America are they talking about? I want to know, are they talking about great slavery? Are they talking about, you know, racism? What are they talking about? Make America great again. We need to just make America great so that it looks like the diversity that it breeds in this country. Black and brown, you know, we have Asian hate. We have black and brown hate. And here in Dallas, if you want to know the truth, do you know who the majority is? The majority is Hispanics. That minority is the majority in Dallas. But does city council, does things look like that? Are they represented like that? No, they're not. So it's really important that you make sure that your vote counts and that your vote matters. And the only way it is if you get out and do that. Again, think about who your council person is and where they are in respect of what it is that you need. And are you getting those things? Are you getting those things in return? Are you being considered, you know? There's so many things we've been talking about here at the office occasionally. We've talked about the potholes in the city and how crazy that is. And you can go to certain parts of town and the streets are pristine. And then you can come to south end of town and they are toe up from the flow up. I go home down Keith sometimes and it looks like they got equipment out there like they're working on Keith. They close lanes occasionally, but it does not, the street has not been affected. It is still as raggedy as it's ever been. So when you drive down through there, you got to drive at speed limit or slower just to make sure that it doesn't knock your front end out of alignment, you know, because of the potholes. There's so many streets like that in Dallas, in the south end of Dallas. And 35 is under construction and it's constantly under construction. It has been under construction since I moved here in 1979 and it's still under construction. So that is something that we are going to be dealing with for years to come, because I read the other day that people from Illinois, from Chicago area, and people from California are moving to this area, are moving to Texas, they're moving to Dallas, they're moving to Houston, they're moving to Austin. We got so many people just flooding our states. And there's some good things about Texas. There's some great things about Texas. Entrepreneurs, there's great things to help business here, entrepreneurs. Our Small Business Administration, you know, offices in the Dallas and Fort Worth area do a tremendous job of helping people get their businesses off the ground. You don't have to jump through so many hoops as in other states to be a business, to be an entrepreneur. So it's like the gates are open for that here in Texas. And that is a really, really good thing. That is a really good thing. So if you would like to be a guest on From Marvel with Love, I would love to have you. Shoot me an email, and I'm going to put it in the chat where you just shoot me an email at editor@mymessenger.com. You can shoot one at editor@texasmetronews.com. And yeah, I would love for you to be a guest. I would love to talk about, because I like to say this. I like to say that I want to talk about what you want to talk about. So let's have a conversation. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about, are we getting it? Do we need it? How do we get it? What can we do with it once we got it? How to share it with the world? Let's talk about that. Let's talk about everything that you're dealing with. You're dealing with your families. You talk about your jobs. Let's talk about your health. You know, it's important that we begin to invest in our health. We need to invest in all of our health. We need to invest in our financial health. We need to invest in our physical health. We need to invest in our mental health. And we definitely need to invest in our spiritual health. We need to seek God first, you know, and the kingdom of heaven. You know, we need to be faithful over a few things. And God pour our blessing to us that we have room enough to see. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We need to get it done. And let's do that. Let's do that. I want to share with you about that, how to get that done. We're going to have some experts on the show that's going to talk about all of these things. We're going to talk about your finance. We're going to talk about your physical health. We're going to talk about your mental health. And we're going to talk about your spiritual health. And we are going to be better at it. You know, we're going to talk about families and, you know, since COVID, we had some divorces and we've had some babies born, you know. We've had a lot going on. We've had a lot to deal with. We have to learn to live our lives and not leave it on the responsibility of other people. To live our lives and not leave it on the responsibility of other people. Because guess what? God gave this life to you. Not a few. You. So since he gave it to you, that means you are responsible for it. And he's going to hold you accountable for it. So what are you going to say about your life? Who did you help this week? Who did you help? One thing that I deal with is what my issues are. Sometimes are so overwhelming that I can't think how to handle. I can't think what I need to do next. So one thing that I like to do is to have somebody else with their problem. It's to be of assistance to someone else. Because people are asking for a hand. Not a handout. And this road I travel, I'm not the only one that's traveled. So somebody has reached back for me. And now I'm reaching back for them, for someone else that's traveling this road. So you are dealing with some of the issues. I'm sure I've been down that road. I am sure of it. I just love talking about this because I think it's so very, very important that we know that we're not in this alone, even though, like I just said earlier, that we have to assume the responsibility of our own lives and not lay that burden on somebody else, another human being who's got to deal with their life too. We still, you know, we need to have the conversation. We need to talk about it. We need to let it be what it is. So I'll tell you a little story. So yesterday I had to go down to an event downtown. I was telling you about that. It was about voter suppression and Black Lives Matter and Black Votes Matter. And I heard some incredible women talk about the challenges and how they were in this fight. Lorraine Baribel, she was in this fight. She was moderating this event, and she was talking about, Jim Crow, no more Jim Crow, no more Jim Crow. And they stood there on the property of AT&T in their plaza downtown, shouting to the rooftops. And mind you, they had to shout over. They had a big screen shooting trailers of things, and they had it so incredibly loud to drown out what was going on down there. And I thought, wow, look at this. And they kept mentioning this. This is not going to stop. This is not going to stop. They were out there to protest the fact that where is AT&T in the middle of this with this voter suppression law that just passed? There's two of them that just passed. So where are they? Back in June of last year, they were talking about, you know, after George Floyd's murder, they were talking about Black Lives Matter, and good game, but are you about it? Are you actually about doing something about it? That you got to do. You got to be able to do something about it. So I'm there. I'm recording this, and it's just about time for Pastor Frederick Haynes of Friendship West Baptist Church to come up and speak. Minister Dominique was speaking, and he was turning the mic over, and guess what? My phone died. Completely died. And I said, okay. I didn't have my other phone with me, so I had to walk almost three blocks back to the car to get that. And so I decided I would just leave and go come to the office. But I had to get some gas. So I stopped to get some gas. And this man walked up to me, and he was dressed very nice. I mean, he was very casual. He didn't look like he was homeless, but he was telling me about a story. He was telling me about he was needing $9.90 for his hotel room. He's been waiting. He's not gotten any help. He's been out of his home since the freeze. Since the freeze fiasco where pipes burst because electricity was lost. And he said, and we are still waiting on some help, and nobody's helping us. And he said, so, I mean, I'm just asking. And, you know, and that kind of took at my heart a little bit because he wasn't begging. He wasn't fronting anything. I saw his car. He lived in a modest car. I mean, people want a hand up and not necessarily a hand out. But when God, and then I always go back to that verse, God says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I needed a place to lay my head, you housed me. And I thought about that. That is me. Those are my people. And if you're doing that for my people, then you're doing that for me. And I knew that I had a $10 bill somewhere in my purse. I carry a little purse sometimes. And I go, why do I carry a little purse and I can't find anything in it? But anyway, I found that $10 and I gave it to him. He said, thank you, ma'am. He said, God bless you. And I'm like, no problem, you know, because that could have been me. That could have been me. That could have been you. You know, and you just have to allow the Spirit to dwell in you. You have to allow the goodness of God to dwell in you. How important that is. That is extremely important. Just allow God to dwell in you. Allow him to hold on to you when you are in need, so that you have the strength to hold on to somebody else when they are in need. These are just things that I think about. These are just things that I want to share with you, because from Marvel with Love, that's what this is all about. This is the love from a higher place. We truly are coming from a higher place here, and that's what we're going to do. So now we have talked about some of everything that's in the paper, but I want you to get out there and get this paper. I want you to even go on www.texasmetronews.com. That's www.texasmetronews.com. Right there, you will find all of these wonderful articles by some of the most talented reporters, and even some that aren't in our job market, but they're here and they are writing stories that you care about, and they're telling you what you need to know. We want to note that we lost U.S. Representative Alan Hastings, and we send our condolences out to his family. Cheryl Smith, publisher, wrote in her My Truth column this week about superb Black women,
And if you pick up the paper, you will get to see all of the women that we that she wrote about and we honored in this month, in the month of March. And there they are right there. So it might be somebody you know. It might be your friends. Congratulate them. You know, lift up a woman. Lift up a woman. Celebrate her in your life. It could be your mother. It could be your cousin. It could be your aunt. This past weekend, we had a family reunion. And so I got the opportunity to see three of my aunts that I hadn't seen. And they're my in-law aunts, but I hadn't seen them in quite some time. And it was so good to see them. And they just were so glad to see me. And we just laughed and laughed and had a really good time. We had great food, of course, because they throw down. And we just got to have some family fun. And it was outside in the back. And then one of my aunts, she did a memorial to family members that we have lost in the family. And it was on her back fence. And she had pictures of them or their memorial on some black linen cloth. And she gave it to every family member that person belonged to. And I thought that was so lovely. And then our cousin, Danny did the banner for the family and all of the family from Maddie Bowie and was on there. It was so nice. It was so beautiful. And it was such a good time, you know, just to hang out with our friends, our family, and laugh about things, about the past, and celebrate the future, the present and the future, you know, of where this is going. So hopefully this won't be the last one. And next year we'll have another one somewhere, you know, and maybe even more people can come, you know, because COVID kind of keeps people just stuck inside, and that's okay, because the fear is real, because it has killed upwards to quite a million people in this country have died from COVID. So how important is that vaccine to you? It's very important to me. I will say that. It is very important to me. I've had both of my vaccines within this last month, and I am grateful and glad that I had it, that I was able to get it. I had very, very few side effects from it. My arm was sore, and I had some lethargic sleepiness kind of going on, but other than that was it. But I had to keep moving, I had to keep going. And so in order to do that, you got to get up and you got to put one foot in front of the other. And that's how change is going to come in your life. When you do that, you got to put one foot in front of the other, you know what, and then you got to give thanks, and then you got to praise him, and then you got to listen. So that is another love tweet for today. You got to get up. You got to thank him. And then you got to praise him. And then you got to listen. Yeah, listen. So you know where you're going next, man. You just got to know. It's all about that. It's all about love. So thank you for hanging out with me today. I'm going to put our website in the chat so you can go to it and read our articles throughout the paper. I'm going to give you just a couple of other things to be mindful of, some events that's happening in our calendar. But I also want to tell you that next week we have couple of week, well, first of all, starting Saturday of this week, starting tomorrow, we have Cheryl's World is presenting Deborah Brown Stern and Women of Color in Politics. It's going to be on. It's going to be on Facebook Live and Texas Metro News page and on blogtalkradio.com, Cheryl's World. So you can tune in audio and listen and join in the conversation, or you can do it live with her tomorrow. And that's from 12 to 2 in that Central Standard Time. So tell your friends out of state, they can tune in. And she's going to be talking with several, council people. She's going to be talking with Gina M. Bivens, Fort Worth Council Member for District 5. She's going to be talking to Dr. Deborah Odom Wesley, Arlington Council Member for District 8. She's going to be talking with Kelly Allen Gray, Fort Worth Council Member, District 8. So these women are powerhouses, and they have a lot to talk about. And Deborah Brown Stearns tomorrow, April 10th at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Facebook.com, Texas Metro News, and blogtalkradio.com, Cheryl's World. So you definitely want to tune in to that. Also, that's on Saturday. And on Sunday, we have Andrew Wiggum with The World According to Drew. And that is from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com, Cheryl's World. And you want to check Andrew and the fellas out, because they have a good conversation about everything, everything you think you want to know. They talk about it. And so tune in to him on blogtalkradio.com, Cheryl's World. And it is The World According to Andrew, and it's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then on Tuesday, we have the Gyra Nicole Show, and she's from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That's 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. She's on Blog Talk Radio, Cheryl's World. Also, she's also live right here on Facebook.com, Texas Metro News page. And Tuesdays are getting better. She's going to have a great show planned. And so tune into that from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. On Wednesdays, we have her back. I was just thinking with Norma Adams Wade. And let me tell you who her guest is going to be. She sent that to me. So let me see if I can find it. Let's see if I can find it, then I will tell you who it is. The right this second, I can't find it. But anyway, tune in to Miss Norma. She is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesdays, live on Blog Talk Radio, Cheryl's World, and on Facebook.com, Texas Metro News page, 11 a.m. to 1. And then on Thursdays is our surprise. Fridays, because this past Thursday we had our publisher Cheryl Smith, Cheryl's World. She had a candidate for council. Her name is Christy K. Moore for Mansfield. And so Cheryl may have a surprise for you next Thursday as well. And then Fridays you have me, Marva, from Marva with Love, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the same outlets. And then on Saturday is Saturday's surprise. So check out Texas Metro News next week. We have some great shows plan for you, and we are just so grateful that you took the time out your day to hang out with us. And so I'm too excited. So we're going to play something
what was it? I had it. I should always mark these so I don't have to look for them. But I don't. But that's okay. But we're going to, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. But anyway, join us again next week. I have a great show planned for you next week. Next week, I'm going to have Dr. Kang is going to be on, and then a young man by the name of Michael Crafter, and he's got a company, Wing Crafter LLC. So my mouth is watering just thinking about that because I would love to have some food. So it's almost my lunchtime, and I look forward to sharing with you. And so we're going to leave you with Chaka Khan, I Am Every Woman. I don't own the rights to this song, but enjoy, and I'll see you next time.